Now, if you want to say that you're in the process of doing something, you'll need the help of gerade. Gerade means just and slots in right after the verb. So how would you say, he is just writing down the address for the police? Let's start with he is just writing.
Schreibt gerade.
Schreibt gerade. Gut. Now here you need the separable verb aufschreiben, because he's writing the address down. The police is die Polizei, and address is a feminine look-alike word that you can easily work out. So once again, he is just writing down the address for the police.
Schreibt gerade die Adresse für die Polizei auf.
Schreibt gerade die Adresse für die Polizei auf. Gut. Did you work out Adresse? Okay, we want to specify he is also giving his signature. Let's clarify first that meine means my when describing something feminine. Think of meine Familie. What will you use for my when describing something that's masculine or neuter? Yes, mein. The plural of my for all genders is meine. Sein, meaning his, follows exactly the same pattern. So how would you say his friend?
Sein Freund.
Mm-hmm. Sein Freund. And his girlfriend?
Seine Freundin.
Seine Freundin. And if parents are Eltern, what about his parents? Gut. Seine Eltern. Okay, if signature is die Unterschrift, literally the underwriting, how would you say he is just writing his signature?
Schreibt gerade seine Unterschrift.
Prima, schreibt gerade seine Unterschrift. Right, bank is die Bank, so how would you say for his bank?
Für seine Bank.
Für seine Bank. What about for his company, his firm? It's also a D word, and you only need to add an A to firm, and you've got it.
Für seine Firma.
Genau, für seine Firma. Okay, if it's sein or seine for his, it's ihr or ihre for her. So, knowing that sister is Schwester, how would you say her sister dances wonderfully?
Ihre Schwester tanzt wunderschön.
Gut. Ihre Schwester tanzt wunderschön. If brother is der Bruder and motorbikes are Motorräder, literally motor wheels, that's capital M-O-T-O-R, R-A-Umlaut-D-E-R, Motorräder. How would you say her brother loves his motorbikes? I'll wager you know to love is that good guy, lieben. So once again, her brother loves his motorbikes.
Ihr Bruder liebt seine Motorräder.
Ihr Bruder liebt seine Motorräder. By the way, are you clear that ihr, even though it means her and sounds feminine, must agree with the masculine Bruder? So it's ihr Bruder. Now, to know is kennen in the sense of to be acquainted with, to know people and places. Note that wissen, also meaning to know, implies knowing facts. So how would you say, her parents know us really well?
Ihre Eltern kennen uns wirklich gut.
Ja, ihre Eltern kennen uns wirklich gut. Now here's some good news. Ihr and ihre, in addition to meaning her, also mean their. And, with a capital I, the polite your. If you're just listening to all those ear words, rather than creating them yourself, don't fret. The context will clarify whether it means her, their, or the polite your. Listen to a couple of examples and you'll see what I mean.
Die arme Maria hat ihr Knie gebrochen.
Did you work out what poor Maria broke? Ihr Knie. Her knee. Die arme Maria hat ihr Knie gebrochen. Okay, the German for number is die Nummer. How would you say to an acquaintance that's ein Bekannter? Bekannt means known. Could you give me your mobile number, please? Take a moment to consider that word could this time. Does it mean were you able to or would you be able to? Of course, would you be able to? So once again, could you give me your mobile number, please?
Könnten Sie mir bitte Ihre Handynummer geben?
Könnten Sie mir bitte Ihre Handynummer geben? Ihre Handynummer, the polite your. Now, to describe is beschreiben. Note the scribe-schreiben link again. And Scotland is Schottland. So what about they are describing their house in Scotland?
Sie beschreiben ihr Haus in Schottland.
Sie beschreiben ihr Haus in Schottland. Good. And if holidays are die Ferien, that's the plural die, and Ireland is Irland, how would you say they are describing their holidays in Ireland?
Sie beschreiben ihre Ferien in Irland.
Sie beschreiben ihre Ferien in Irland. Gut. I think you've got the hang of matching those minds, seins and ears to their nouns.